Steven still has one more to serve, so they might have to start looking at interns to call the shots atop the box. It seems that Hendrick Motorsports is very fond of Chase Elliott, as his current contract is through 2018, but they've already gone ahead and extended that until 2022 to continue driving the number 24 machine for the team. His stats probably made that decision very easy. 15 top fives, 27 top tens, 3 poles, and has been knocking on the door of his first win for a while now. NASCAR coverage is switching from Fox to NBC this weekend, so let's find out from Jeff Burton what they have in store.
Yeah, my excitement is really high. Watching all the races this year, I think the racing has been exceptionally good to watch. The stages have had a major role in making the races more fun, more exciting. Strategies have come into play, and excited to get to Daytona and have our opportunity to explain to the fans what's going on. This will be our third year together, and it's going to this year more comfortable and really feeling good about what we've done to prepare going into the year, and just excited to get going. So really looking forward to getting going.
The final lap.
Get to JCPenney for final markdowns starting this Wednesday. Find our absolute lowest prices on thousands of select items with final markdowns up to 80% off. Plus, starting Thursday, get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Save up to 80% on final markdowns at JCPenney. Hurry, end Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/29 to 7/4. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Clearance selections vary by store while supplies last. Savings off regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
You are the master of the multitask, the champion of making it happen. Yeah, you're out there taking care of business. But who takes care of you? Office Depot Office Max. Right now, all Magellan furniture and WorkPro chairs are on sale. Save 60% on a Magellan corner desk. Now just $96. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Hurry, offer ends 7/4.
It's Thursday. Another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way. We'll talk with Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten and Colonel's starting pitcher, Sean Pop, and it's all on the way next.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Too bad Scott Unash wasn't still here in the studio for that very special tip of the fedora, as Bob Brooks would say. Gary DiCarlo passing away today at the age of 75, the co-author of Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye, made famous by the band Steam, of which he was a member, but made more famous by the crowds at Old Comiskey Park in Chicago. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, a Thursday edition. Alex Kuhn along with me, Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass waiting to hear from you via the phone line. That's also the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. As we mentioned, coming into the open of the program, good one for you today. Sean Poppin of the Cedar Rapids Colonels will join us. You'll hear from him coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's the starting pitcher tonight as the Colonels look to turn things around in the second half. They've lost a couple to Burlington. Sean is on the mound, 6:35, weather permitting. Right now it looks like they'll be able to get that ball game in, but as we found out last night over the final 20 minutes of Wednesday's program, I'm no meteorologist, so don't count on me for the forecast. Certainly some scary weather in the area last night. And we mentioned the Linn County Fair in Central City, right in the heart of it. And our friends from Z102.9 got a little up close and personal with the tornadic activity last night, but glad to know that they made it out and everybody was okay and safe and sound.
I was walking out of the office yesterday, and one of the characters we've had on our show, remember Halawan? Juan was right in the middle of the action, let's just say, in the Linn County Fairgrounds yesterday. I'm glad everyone made it out safe, and hopefully all of our listeners did as well.
Now, I want to get back to Steam there for just a second. Are you familiar with the song?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have to plead ignorance like I do all the time, and I'm very, very honest with everyone out there. I did not know that the Chicago White Sox fans made that famous. I've known this as something that is used at pretty much every sporting event, especially in baseball, when a pitcher is pulled from a game, or in basketball when a team loses. Sometimes it's used in football. So it's used very often. I didn't know that the Chicago White Sox fans were the one who started that whole thing.
It's very, very closely associated with Old Comiskey Park and especially the Bill Veeck era. And Nancy Faust, who's the organist, or was the organist for the White Sox, I think for almost 40 years until she retired. And I have to admit, I get goosebumps when I hear that song, because I so closely associate it with baseball that the hair on the back of my neck stands up a little bit. And I had the opportunity one time, the Colonels were on the road in Kane County, and they had brought Nancy Faust and her organ to the ballpark that night, and she played in between innings. And it's only the second time I've ever been to a minor league baseball game where they had an honest to God actual organist playing at the game. The other time was in 2006, was down in Little Rock, Arkansas, at an Arkansas Travelers game when they were affiliated with the Angels, and I was catching up with a couple former Cedar Rapids Colonels that I knew. They had their organist, his name, I don't know whether it was his real name or not, I doubt that it was, Frisbee the organist.
I'm guessing that wasn't his real name.
Probably not. But it was a guy in, I would say, probably his early 40s. And he rocked out on that organ, man. He did a really good job. And there's just something about going to the ball game and hearing the organ. Gary Pressey does a fantastic job at Wrigley Field as well, which reminds me, have we made any progress? Do we know where we're at as far as Big Ten Media Days go next month and whether or not I'm getting a free trip to a Cubs-Cardinals game out of it?
You know, I can't report anything new, so I will go ahead and say there are no new updates other than the fact that I think we're going to go on. You know, I know that you've been hesitant a little bit to put your plots on the air, but every time you do, every time you plant that seed on the air, it seems to sprout and grow. So maybe after the 4th of July when we come back on the air, you can do it again, or I can chat with the man in charge.
A little bit of NBA news today to pass along, affecting a former Hawkeye and a Cedar Rapids native. If you've listened to the SportsCenter updates today, the local ones, you may have heard that Jared Uthoff is reportedly on the move from the Dallas Mavericks to, of all teams, the Houston Rockets. They've had a really interesting week. The question is whether or not he's going to stick with the Rockets. But when you take a look, the opportunity that Uthoff got last year, he played 9 games with the Mavericks, averaged a little over 4 points and a little over 2.5 rebounds per game, played about 13 minutes of contest for the Mavericks in those games. It was an opportunity on a couple 10-day contracts to see whether they liked Jared Uthoff, whether they thought maybe he was going to be a part of the future moving forward. He has been traded for cash considerations, which earlier in the week, the Portland Trailblazers had a little fun with that on their social media, especially their Twitter account. But Jared Uthoff on the move. So if you bought a Dallas Mavericks Jared Uthoff jersey, I hope you held on to the receipt. I don't think I've seen one around town yet. We joked about it when he first got the opportunity with the Mavs, but will he have a chance in Houston? Do you think that he's got an opportunity there? Or, as people have been assuming, Houston seems to be stockpiling some talent here to maybe trade elsewhere to get another one of these pieces as the Rockets attempt to build their own super team.
I think the Houston Rockets are in the reality that they just traded to get one player, and they traded away 7 or 8 players in order to do so. So they're a little bit low on numbers right now.
You think you're looking for a little cheap talent?
I think they're looking to, A, fill out a summer league roster, which is first and foremost, because that gets underway very shortly, I believe next week. And then, B, trying to figure out who is going to fill out the bottom half of their roster for next season and then part of their D-League roster. So I think there is a good chance that Jared Uthoff at some point gets a shot with the Houston Rockets, whether that's on a part-time basis or not. The numbers are pretty low in Houston right now, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. The business of the side of the NBA can be very confusing, especially with these non-guaranteed contracts, which is what Jared Uthoff has for the next two seasons. But right now, that team needs numbers. That team is looking to fill out a roster. So I think pretty much anybody they bring in right now will at least get a look.
Colonels lost yesterday, as we mentioned during the program, 5-2 to Burlington. They're going to be back at it tonight, closing out that series at 6:35. The Cubs lost again last night to the Washington Nationals. They are tied right now with the Nats, 1-1. That game got underway this afternoon. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning, but they're still stealing bases. Trey Turner has stolen another base today, so maybe it wasn't just a Miguel Montero problem. The Cardinals are in action as well. They're in Arizona playing an early game in the desert. It's 2-2 through five innings. Cardinals earlier today optioning shortstop Aledmys Diaz to AAA Memphis. And the Houston Astros, look at the Astros continuing to roll on through the American League West. They're on top of the Oakland A's, 6-1 right now. That game in the top of the ninth. Milwaukee will be at Cincinnati later tonight. The Minnesota Twins continue their series at Boston. That'll be a 6:10 first pitch. And the White Sox continue hosting the New York Yankees at Guaranteed Rate Field. Speaking of na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. That is a song that Rick Renteria, the manager of the White Sox, has become very familiar with over the last week or so. This is now three ejections in six games for Rick Renteria.
He's just trying to match the record that the Chicago Blackhawks set where they won three cups in 6 years. Is that what he's going for at this point?
Look, if you've listened to the program for a really long time, you know that I'm a Rick Renteria fan. I was the first person to sniff him out as manager of the Cubs when they were looking. I said, he's in San Diego. Jed Hoyer was there. He wants to manage. He's got a great reputation for working with young kids. The Cubs are ultimately going to turn in the direction of Rick Renteria. So I've liked the guy. I thought he got a little bit of a bum rap in Chicago, but at the same time, I knew, look, if you've got an opportunity to bring in Joe Maddon, you bring in Joe Maddon. And Renteria has handled the situation like a complete pro. Now he gets another opportunity. It's another rebuilding team. Same city, different part of town, going through very similar circumstances. He's starting to think that maybe this is getting to him. That maybe, or is he, you do it once, twice, you're trying to fire up the troops, rally the guys. And then he wants to win, there's no doubt about it. It's very important to Rick Renteria that they win ball games. But at this point, I'm wondering if we're not seeing a man that's just cracking under the pressure of once again being handed a Major League Baseball team that wasn't expected to do anything and essentially keep the seat warm for somebody else who's going to come in and benefit from all your hard work. That's what it seems to me, at least on the surface.
We chatted yesterday with Chris M of 670 The Score, and I asked him a similar question. And I think Rick Renteria knew coming into the season that this was coming. This team is falling backwards, and you expected it to come. The problem for him is now he realizes it's probably going to get even worse because you don't know what's going to happen with Jose Quintana. Actually, you do. He's probably going to get traded. Todd Frazier's probably going to get traded. David Robertson's probably going to get traded, and things are really going to go south. And for a manager who is as hard-nosed and as competitive as Rick Renteria is, that can't be easy. I think he's going to be fine, and I think he's going to be able to stay in Chicago long enough to see the end of this rebuild when some of those prospects start coming up. And if they pan out or not, that's still anybody's guess. But I think that they have a foundation in the minor leagues that's only going to get better with these upcoming trades. So he's kind of caught in between. He's trying to get the attention of his team and show them that losing is not okay. And for a young team, and especially a young team that right now at the major league level doesn't have a lot of talent and is the worst team in the American League, that's easier said than done. We'll see how this continues, but I'm willing to give Rick Renteria right now the benefit of the doubt.
Lots to get to today on the program. Scott Docterman from landof10.com will join us in hour number two. We're going to tell you the story if you haven't already heard it. I think it's one that needs to be told and shared as often as possible, but the story of Major League umpire John Tumpane yesterday in Pittsburgh, which is absolutely amazing. And a little bit of Big Ten basketball news for you before we take our first break of the afternoon. A Big Ten basketball team has landed a four-star prospect on the recruiting trail today, and it's probably the team that you would least think would land a four-star prospect. Well,
Rutgers?
Not Rutgers. Take Rutgers out of the equation. Northwestern got a four-star forward out of the state of Ohio by the name of Pete Nance. He's a 6'8", 180-pound kid who 24/7 Sports ranks number 64 in the class. And he chose Northwestern over Michigan and Ohio State. So if you needed further proof that Chris Collins has a good thing going for him in Evanston, I always said, look, when they made that hire, and I was a big Bill Carmody fan, I liked him, he was personable, and got to know him a little bit during his time in Evanston and covering the Big Ten. I liked Bill Carmody. I thought, man, if he can't do it, nobody's going to be able to, because the Princeton offense, in my estimation, was a good fit for Northwestern. When you have a hard time competing athletically, you have to sort of use a gimmick. And the Princeton offense, I thought, was a good fit there. But Chris Collins has been able to come in there and get some really good recruits. And this Pete Nance kid very well could be the next good recruit that he has landed there. So life in the Big Ten getting tougher for Fran McCaffrey and the rest of the league, because when Northwestern's got it going, you know that league is tough.
He built that, too. And I always find it humorous when we hear the naysayers about Northwestern and Chris Collins. And I don't think that we hear them nearly as much after what they did in the NCAA tournament. But it's going to be a hard thing to replicate what they did this year, year in and year out. But if Northwestern can stay relevant, I would say make the tournament every other year or every third year, I still think that that is more than exceeding expectations for Chris Collins. And if he can start to bring in recruits and start to sell people on his program, sell recruits on his program, then things are going to get very dangerous, like you said, for the rest of the Big Ten. And people kind of ragged on the Big Ten a little bit last year. There are a lot of very good coaches and a lot of very solid programs. There may not be those one or two top level programs in the Big Ten right now, especially with Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans having a little bit of a down year last year. But every single year, you can look at the Big Ten and say that is a very competitive basketball conference.
The Futures game next month in Miami is going to have a decidedly Cedar Rapids flavor to it. We'll tell you about that when we come back. It's 4:21. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Stop into 101 South Dubuque Street and wish the Dickens family congratulations on 70 years in business. It's certainly been a tough week for the Cubs. Chris Bryant appeared to sprain his right ankle during Wednesday night's loss at Washington. That's the bad news, but there is good news, as the reigning NL MVP told reporters today he believes he'll avoid having to spend any time on the disabled list. The injury comes during a tumultuous week for the team, during which the Cubs parted ways with catcher Miguel Montero after the veteran backstop all but threw starting pitcher Jake Arrieta under the team's motor coach Tuesday night. Another member of the Cubs is taking positive steps towards rejoining the team soon. World Series MVP Ben Zobrist is set to make a rehab appearance at AA Tennessee tonight. Zobrist hasn't appeared in a game with the Cubs since June 13th. After concluding their series against the Nationals today in D.C., the Cubs travel to Cincinnati tonight, where they'll begin a series tomorrow with the Reds, beginning at 6:10 with Mike Montgomery as the scheduled starter.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with 2 daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
Have you ever saved someone's life? We're going to be talking about that coming up at 5:30 today after our chat with Scott Doctorman from landof10.com. Sean Poppin, the Colonel's Harvard-educated starting pitcher, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. He's going to take the mound tonight as the Colonels look to turn things around against the Burlington Bees. Major League Baseball announced the rosters today for the Futures game next month at Marlins Park. The Futures game has kind of grown in popularity. I think fans more and more now with the age of the internet and things like Minor League Baseball TV online, you can follow the prospects in your favorite organization a lot easier and a little bit more intimately than you could maybe a decade ago. And so this game has grown in popularity. And A.J. Puck, the Cedar Rapids native who was the 6th overall selection in last year's draft by the Oakland Athletics, is going to represent the A's at that game. Nick Gordon, who was here in Cedar Rapids with the Colonels a couple years ago, also selected for the American team. Take a look at A.J. Puck's numbers. He got promoted a couple weeks ago to AA and the Texas League after absolutely dominating in the California League. It's not going too well for A.J. right now. He's got an 0-2 record in Midland with an 8.59 ERA in 7 1/3 innings, 8 strikeouts, 5 walks, 2 hit batters. So there's the control that sometimes eluded him when he was at Florida and when scouts were contemplating whether or not he would be the number one overall pick in the draft. Now, you contrast that with what he did in the California League, which was a level below, with a 3.69 ERA. That is a tough league to pitch in because there are some really, really hitter-friendly conditions in the Cal League. He was 4-5 with a 3.69 ERA and 98 strikeouts in just 61 innings worked with the Stockton Ports. So his first full season in pro baseball is going pretty well, and now he's got another feather to put in his cap, and it's nice to see Nick Gordon get an opportunity to play in the Futures game as well, especially in Miami, where his brother D. Gordon is a star for the Miami Marlins, and he's got so much family there. Tom Gordon, his father, living in Florida, so a very nice honor for them. Again, Colonels in action tonight. 6:35 first pitch at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll hear a little bit more from Sean Poppin coming up in just a few minutes. Sean, the right-handed starter tonight for the Colonels. Kyle's in studio with us now. Kyle Mann, our producer, who's going to be taking care of things until 7 o'clock tonight for us on the phone lines. Also ready to bring you the first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Iowa standout Jared Uthoff was traded today by the Dallas Mavericks, who signed him to a 2-year non-guaranteed contract during last season, to the Houston Rockets. Uthoff may stick with Houston, but other recent moves by the Rockets and Uthoff's highly movable contract suggest that he may be a piece in another trade in the near future. The Learfield Director's Cup standings were finalized yesterday, which are intended to measure and rank the competitive success of all NCAA Division I schools. The University of Iowa finished ranked 51st, which is up from 62nd last year, but only good for 12th in the Big Ten. Iowa State was ranked 59th, up from 64th last year, and 7th in the Big 12. UNI was 145th in the NCAA and 3rd in the MVC. The Colonels lost a noon game with the Burlington Bees yesterday, 5-2, and are trying to avoid being swept at home in four games tonight. They'll do so without right-handed starter Tyler Wells, who was placed on the 7-day disabled list with a right shoulder strain. Infielder Andre Jernigan has been called up from Elizabethton in his absence. All-star Sean Poppin is on the hill with his 5-2 record for the Colonels tonight, facing Bees lefty Nate Burtness starting at 6:35. The Twins downed the Red Sox 4-1 last night and have a chance tonight to split the four-game series in Boston. It'll be 4-5 Kyle Gibson on the mound for Minnesota and 2-2 David Price for the Sox. That game starts at 6, and we'll join it in progress after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. It's baseball related. Have we seen the last of Bartolo Colon in a major league uniform? The Atlanta Braves today designating Bartolo Colon for assignment. He is, what, 44 years old?
That's correct.
And one of the worst pitchers in baseball.
He's having a really, really bad year.
There was something, 44 years old. There was something about watching Bartolo Colon the last couple years. And you can make fun of him for being fat and out of shape all you want. But he sort of had the look of an everyman out there. And until this year, was relatively effective. Even at at an advanced age of 43, now that he's 44, the wheels have completely fallen off and the Braves see no need to keep him around. Now, I did see online earlier today, the Mets, which he pitched for a number of years, are open to a reunion with him. I thought, see, this is what I get last night for saying out loud, could there possibly be a worse starter than John Lackey to wear a Cubs uniform this year? Not happening.
No, but they're not going to bring Bartolo Colon in. Is Dan Heron available?
Nothing is happening with John Lackey. Cubs fans need to get that out of their minds right now. I saw a lot of talk last night. Ah, he's the next to go. DFA him. Get him out of here. They're not going to do it. They don't have anybody else to bring in. But another disappointing loss last night by the Cubs. They're trying to wrap up that series today. 1-1. Middle of five at Nationals Park in D.C. They're on the road tomorrow. The road trip continues at Great America Ballpark in Cincinnati. All-star right-hander Sean Poppin of the Cedar Rapids Colonels joins us next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
We set certain barriers in our lives that become goals that we may be able to achieve and some that you realize that are unrealistic. And there was a day I looked in the mirror and I said, you're no Magic Johnson.
A young teenage high school David Jacoby never had that conversation with him in the mirrors. Obi-Wan Jacoby had bars! Shout to the Chaos Click from Amherst.
Download and subscribe to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast on the ESPN app. Or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ryan Russillo.
What would you do if they said, hey, Ry, body issue, 2018. No more carbs for about 6 months. What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't want to look small.
Cut the sugar.
If they said 2018, you're in, I'd get hurt. You know what would happen? I would get hurt in the process training so hard. It would be me in the couch with an ice pack and a tank top.
Ryan Russillo. Weekdays at 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on ESPN News.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Now that the Clippers have traded Chris Paul to Houston, what will happen with Blake Griffin? Clippers coach Doc Rivers.
Well, we're going to try to sign him, and hopefully we're more successful. I mean, we tried to sign CP. I mean, don't get me wrong. But we're going to really try to sign Blake. We like our pieces. We like the future.
Doc Rivers on the Ryan Russillo Show here on ESPN Radio. The Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports says the NBA is far ahead of the other pro leagues in hiring minorities and women, according to the Institute's report.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight. Only in theaters. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, 4:35 here on a Thursday in Eastern Iowa. Cedar Rapids Colonels getting ready to close out a 4-game set against the Burlington Bees tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels on the wrong end of a 5-2 defeat yesterday in front of just over 3,000 people at the stadium during a noon game. 6:35 first pitch tonight, weather permitting, and the man that will throw out that first pitch joining us on the program now, right-hander Sean Poppin. Sean, thanks for taking the time to join us, and how's your season been going so far?
Thanks for having me. It's been going well. Had a real good start. Last few starts have been a little bit less than what I wanted, but I hope to turn that around today.
As a team, how do you guys stay motivated in the second half despite locking up a playoff spot already?
It is different because you're not really pushing for that playoff spot anymore. So in many ways the pressure's off. So I think you just stay motivated by playing for the fun of the game, playing to improve yourself and improve your team, and then losing is never a good feeling, even if it doesn't really mean that much at this point in the season. So I think everyone on the team is still motivated by enjoying the feeling of winning and wanting to continue that. And then there's also, you want to win games just to keep the feeling of winning all the way until the playoffs when then winning means something again.
What was the All-Star experience like for you this year?
It was exciting. A lot of fun. Was kind of dreading the bus ride over there because, it was out there in Michigan, so it was a little bit long. But once we got out there, it was definitely worth it.
Is there an adjustment period for you guys right now with when a large chunk of players get promoted and you're kind of just getting acquainted with new faces in the clubhouse?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we lost 4 guys that were pretty... we were pretty close with and we're pretty integral to our team. And so now there's a you know, trying to just, like, welcome in the new guys, I don't know, and have them find their place in the squad and, like, what we're trying to do.
Colonels All-Star right-hander Sean Poppin joining us on the program. You joined the team last year after being drafted, and we're going to get to that story in a little bit. You were promoted from Elizabethton. What's been the difference for you between last year and this year leading to your success?
Probably command. I walked a good number of people last year. And I think a large portion of that was just kind of like the first year of pro ball. You know, you're trying to up your game up. You're a little more scared of hitters, a little more scared of barrels. And then, I don't know, you get this year and you start to kind of trust your stuff more and pitch more to contact. You walk through your people and you command the ball better, you're going to pitch better. So.
So you've started 16 games as a colonel. How has your game evolved since the start number one in Cedar Rapids?
I don't know. I think at the beginning of the season, I was kind of taking advantage of hitters being slow to at the beginning of any season, the hitters are generally kind of slower to pick up the ball or really get in a rhythm. So I was taking advantage of that and throwing a lot of fastballs early and really just sticking with my fastball as long as I could through the game. And then now that we're, you know, over halfway through the season, the hitters have matured a bit. And I think I've gone from, you know, being mostly just fastballs pitching to contact to mixing in more and more sliders. And then even more recently, working on my changeup and becoming more of a three-pitch mix guy.
You, I believe, throw primarily out of a three-quarters arm slot. Where did you pick that up?
I don't think you ever, like, pick it up anywhere. I think that's just, you know, you start throwing, and that's just what feels comfortable. I don't know. I think ever since high school, I was never really over the top. I was more a lower slot guy.
But it sort of helps your fastball play up, though, too, right?
In certain ways, yeah. It probably gives a little bit more movement, but you know there are advantages to being an over the top thrower too. You get more down angle, you get more kind of, I don't know, heaviness to the ball. But I don't know. I like my slot, so I'm gonna stick with it.
We mentioned earlier that you were here last year for a little bit, and you played for Jake, and now you play for Tommy Watkins. What are the similarities and differences between the two?
I don't know, similarities, they're both pretty easygoing, pretty good guys. Both like to have fun. They both like to win. which we've been doing a good amount of this year, which is fortunate. So, you know, both pretty motivated guys. Differences, I don't know. I feel like Tommy's more of a player himself, or he's less removed from playing, which I think is kind of cool. After the games, we generally wait around for the coaches to finish their like reports. And one big difference that we've noticed is that Tommy's very quick, whereas Jake took a while. So that's kind of nice.
Talking with Colonels right-hander Sean Poppin on the program, we've sort of buried the lead here, but I'm sure you're tired of being asked about where you went to college. For those that don't know, you went to and graduated with honors from Harvard. What was that experience like?
It was cool. It was a lot of fun. And I had a pretty good college experience. It was tough at times, and you know, but it was definitely worth it.
Did you? I'm sorry, Sean, go ahead.
Just from an academic perspective, and then also just the teammates that I had on the baseball team were probably the closest I've ever been with any teammates on any team. And I'm hoping to get there with the Colonels, but, you know, 4 years takes a while, and, you know, people come and go, so...
Was it a goal of yours growing up as a kid? Did you always want to go to Harvard, or how did that come about?
Not really. I was always a good student in school. And honestly, baseball wasn't really on my radar until maybe junior year of high school. And I kind of went through a growth spurt, started throwing harder, started getting looked at by more places. So at that point, it was just kind of like, I want to go somewhere that I can play, and I want to go somewhere with a good academic program. So we toured around different schools. I liked Harvard a lot. Went to a couple other Ivies. I liked them a lot, too. I went down. I'm from Virginia, so I went to some schools around local Virginia, like UVA. Although UVA had an excellent baseball program, and I sent a recruitment letter, but they never answered back. Because went to some southern schools, and I really liked Duke and Georgia Tech. And in the end, you know, you just kind of get shuffled around in the college recruitment process. And I don't know, I think I got offered first by Harvard, and can't really turn that down. A couple weeks later, I got offered by Georgia Tech. But I think I still would have chosen Harvard just because I liked kind of Boston area and even though it's cold, just the feel of being up in Boston.
At Harvard, you talked about being able to multitask and do all kinds of extracurricular activities while succeeding in school and baseball. Now that you're a professional baseball player, what's it like having one main focus during the summer that really takes up most of your time?
It's interesting. Because it's not like any other job I guess there are jobs like it, where you go to work in the morning and then you get done, I don't know, sometime in the afternoon or early evening. We kind of, our mornings are kind of dead. And then things pick up at like 1 or 2 o'clock when we report to the field. And then we're working from then until we leave the field at, you know, 10 or 11 some days. So it's kind of a reverse schedule where it's like I wake up, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do, wait some time, and then go to the field and work for the rest of the day. And then you can't really call it work because it's playing baseball for a living, which is really awesome.
You studied chemistry and physics at Harvard. Is there anything that you can take from those fields to apply to a baseball career?
Chemistry, probably not so much. But the physics, I feel like physics is pretty helpful. Just from understanding, you know, as a pitcher, the baseball move, you know, what makes pitches move, how to generate, you know, sink or rise, you know, how to throw a good slider, how I want the ball to spin out of my hand.
Now, for people who don't know, minor league baseball players do not make a lot of money. I imagine Harvard graduates do. You're talking to somebody who chose to go to the University of Iowa because he liked the pizza at the airliner. So I'm in a completely different league here. But I'm assuming that you want to see how far this baseball career goes before you get a real job, quote-unquote.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's, you know, it's not really about the money at this point. I'm going to have opportunities, I think, to find my place if baseball doesn't work out. But for now, I'm focusing on the baseball, seeing how far it'll take me. I don't know. I got engaged in the off season, and my fiance got a new job.
Well, that's good. That's always good for minor league baseball players to have a supportive partner. Sean, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
We'll see how you do tonight against the Bees at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and hopefully you're among the next wave that gets promoted to Fort Myers.
Thank you.
Colonel's right-hander Sean Poppin joining us on the program. Take a quick break. Back with more and a big board update after this.
Let this be the year you start a new family tradition at the Linn County Fair in Central City. Today through Monday, the whole family can find something to enjoy in the Farm Bureau free entertainment tent throughout the fair, from local bands to a hypnotist and even a pie auction. Learn more about local agriculture in the Farm Credit Services Ag Educational Zone and help the Linn County Fair celebrate the talents of 4-H and FFA students as they showcase their talents and passion throughout the fair. This year, kick off your summer at the Linn County Fair in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion. Today through Monday, with free daily fair admission and parking. Sponsored by SPS Inc., the Linn Newsletter, CBS2, Fox 28, Copyworks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelynncountyfair.com and start a new family tradition at the Lynn County Fair.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through July 5th, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before July 6th and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include a $130 dealer documentation fee.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight. Only in theaters. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Welcome back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show here on KGYM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency. Birthday shout-outs to a couple friends of the station and friends of the show in particular, one going to the West and Chris Williams of CycloneFanatic.com and KXNO in Des Moines. He's got a birthday he's celebrating today. And our good friend John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye, also celebrating a birthday today. And I'm sure that he's hoping to not get any bad news about the Dodgers tonight on his birthday as they continue their series against their rivals. I guess you can call the Angels that, since the Angels co-opted the city of Los Angeles from the Dodgers. But happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday, John. And happy birthday to you, too, if it happens to be June 29th. Kyle Mann's back in the studio with us. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Iowa standout Jared Uthoff was traded today by the Dallas Mavericks, who signed him to a two-year non-guaranteed contract during last season to the Houston Rockets. Uthoff may stick with Houston, but other recent moves by the Rockets and Uthoff's highly movable contract suggest that he may be a piece in another trade in the very near future. The Learfield Director's Cup standings were finalized yesterday, which are intended to measure and rank the competitive success of all NCAA Division I schools. The University of Iowa finished ranked 51st, which is up from 62nd last year, but only good for 12th in the Big Ten. Iowa State was ranked 59th, up from 64th, and 7th in the Big 12. UNI was 145th in the NCAA and 3rd in the MVC. The Colonels lost a noon game with the Burlington Bees yesterday, 5-2, and are trying to avoid being swept at home in four games tonight. They'll do so without right-handed starter Tyler Wells, who was placed on the 7-day disabled list with a right shoulder strain. Infielder Andre Jernigan has been called up from Elizabethton in his absence. All-star Sean Poppin is on the hill with his 5-2 record for the Colonels tonight, facing Bees lefty Nate Burgess, starting at 6:35. The Twins downed the Red Sox 4-1 last night and have a chance tonight to split the four-game series in Boston. It'll be 4-5 Kyle Gibson on the mound for the Twins and 2-2 David Price for the Sox. That game starts at 6, and we'll join it in progress after our show on 107.5 The North Gym.
Cubs and Nationals still tied at 1, now moving to the bottom of the 6th inning. Series wrapping up before the Cubs head to Cincinnati. And the Cardinals have jumped on top of the Diamondbacks by a couple runs out in the desert. 319-366 1600. That's the number to reach us at here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Also, via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 5-3, by the way, is the actual score in that game now in the bottom of the seventh inning at the to Chase Field, right?
Yeah, guess who had the go-ahead hit?
For the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals.
I'm going to guess it's Luke Voit.
You would be correct. He came in to pinch hit for Lance Lynn and had an RBI double. RBI triple.
Well, first major league triple.
That's correct, and the Cardinals lead 5-3.
It's going to be an interesting high school reunion.
It will be.
When's your first high school reunion?
Oh, I'm trying to think. We graduated in 2009, so a couple years.
Okay.
You think it's a 10-year thing, right? Around
here, a lot of schools will do 5, but most places will do a 10.
So yeah, 2 years from now.
We got a big weekend in front of us. The Freedom Festival Parade is this weekend. If you're out and about lining the Freedom Festival Parade route, look for the KGYM truck. No Murphy the dog this year. My apologies. And if I understand it correctly, no Alex Kuhn. Are you not a part of the parade this year?
I am not.
What if you didn't know about it, but we were going to make you part of the parade? What if we were going to put you in the back of the pickup truck and dress you up somehow?
Ooh. I would apologize then.
What do you got going on this weekend that's better than hanging out with us at the Freedom Festival Parade? It's
the 4th of July, the last few years, has been the family get-together weekend for everybody. It's the one weekend or 1 week per year where my younger brother is back home other than for winter break, and everybody kind of congregates in St. Louis. They come from all over the place, Seattle, Chicago, everywhere.
So you're telling me that I got to go back to the drawing board now and figure out different plans for the back of the pickup truck.
Wait, what about Murphy? Oh, never mind. That was last year.
That was last year, and Murphy was really popular last year.
And Murphy would be way more popular than I would be, so if you guys can, like, rent a dog. Is there a dog renting service?
You know, I'm sure someone would allow us to perhaps borrow their dog. But what does it tell you when the dog is more popular than the guys, the humans in the truck?
Oh, that tells you that we're in 2017.
Which was last year.
I don't take offense to that at all.
We couldn't roll 10 feet. And you little kid along the curb, look at the doggy. And the occasional adult interspersed throughout yelling, "Your show sucks." Oh, hey, look at the dog. And Murphy was, thank God we had Murphy with us. Even the police officers.
Mike from Marengo on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Well, now you have a radio show, so get on the float, Buttercup.
Oh, ooh, Mike, ooh, Mike from sizzling. Marengo calling you out.
We're
decorating the truck on Saturday morning before the parade, and I'm trying to figure out what theme to you, or we go with the regular truck, but I was thinking something along the lines of creating signs that proclaim this Saturday as KGYM Day in Cedar Rapids. And if the mayor isn't going to do it, then I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to say that it's part of the Freedom Festival festivities.
I think that's a good idea. Did you know that today is Handshake Day, National Handshake
Day? I did see that, and like so much of what's going on in the world, I learned it from the Cedar Rapids Colonel's Twitter feed. Anytime that, like, National Sunglasses Day, National Handshake Day, they're all over it.
I don't know who runs the Twitter account, but they do a fantastic job.
It's Mr. Shucks. It's hard with those big, fat fingers that he has, but I have seen him tweeting before. Hopefully they'll stay dry tonight at the ballpark.
Even with those fat fingers, he really does a good job of avoiding typos. You very rarely see typos from the Cedar Rapids Colonel's Twitter account.
My favorite, mascots and then animals that have Twitter accounts, like the police dogs in Iowa City. And sometimes I find myself questioning, why am I tweeting an animal when I know the animal can't tweet back?
Does Murphy still have a Twitter account?
He does. It's at Broski Murphy, but he doesn't know the password to the account, so he can't log in.
It's not just one, paw.
If you tweet at him, is the fingerprint recognition, paw recognition technology?
I guarantee you that's coming. I'm surprised that that isn't here yet.
Saturday, July 1st, by proclamation of me, it's KGYM Radio Day in Cedar Rapids as part of the Freedom Festival Parade festivities. There you go.
Sounds good to me.
Take that, Mayor Corbett, and put it in your pipe and along with your casino plans. Scott Docterman, Land of 10, next.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales event, get a Ford F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on the award-winning built Ford Tough F-150.